It's on three. We're going to start on three.
In all the political news lately, you may have missed Missouri House Bill 1063. It reads in part, "The exercise commonly known and referred to as jumping jacks is selected for and shall be known as the official exercise of the state of Missouri." The bill was introduced by Representative Pat Conway, a Democrat from St. Joseph.
Well, I know that there's some members of the General Assembly that do not believe that the state bird or the state rock or the state river or the state dinosaur is necessarily something that we want to put a lot of effort into.
But Conway introduced the bill under pressure from constituents in St. Joseph.
We've been trying to get the bill passed for a while now.
Fourth graders here at Pershing Elementary.
My favorite exercise is jumping jacks.
It helps you get muscles.
Some people might think it's fun.
It's free. You don't have to pay or anything.
We know that if we have a state dessert, we should probably have a state exercise.
I think it's about 10% of our state is obese.
Actually, it's more like 30%.
If we had jumping jacks, that would probably change some of it and make it go down.
But fourth graders aren't the only ones obsessed with jumping jacks lately.
Hi, everyone. I wanted you all to be the first to know some very exciting news.
First Lady Michelle Obama, she's been campaigning against childhood obesity.
We wanted to break the world record for people doing jumping jacks.
And they did. She made the announcement in December.
We had 300,265 people jumping that day.
If we're worried about childhood obesity, how much kids eat is much more important than how active they are, even though physical activity is enormously important.
Marion Nessel is a professor at NYU and an outspoken writer on food and health. She recently wrote a blog post criticizing the First Lady for moving away from politically fraught battles with food companies to less fraught things like jumping jacks.
Food companies are fighting back against efforts to get kids and anybody else to eat more healthfully because they're in the business of selling food products. And the most profitable food products are the ones that we would characterize as junk food.
Do you think that getting kids to do jumping jacks is a part of preventing childhood obesity or combating it?
Well, I actually do. It can be a very important part. Kids need to be more active, and they would behave better if they were more active and could run around. And jumping jacks are a really good way to use up a lot of energy in a very short period of time. And I would certainly encourage kids to do that.
But she says kids can't then go out and eat a huge helping of the official state dessert, which, by the way, is ice cream. I'm Jacob Fenston.